And in for a community connection this morning on AM 1400 K1, brought to you, of course, by First Baptist Church. I had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time, as we usually do, on the final Wednesday of the month with Executive Director for the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Wilt. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And I'm sure, like most months, January has been pretty busy for you. City started collecting a new sales tax as of the first of the month. And at least as far as I know, the merchants all transitioned with their new tax table just fine.
Yes, and it's a good thing. Appreciate the voters who did vote for that, because overall sales tax for the year, six-month period is down. I think it was 3.11. I may have that off just a little snippet there, but it's down for the year from where it was last year at this time. So it was something we needed to do. So,
and it will actually be March before we see any real effects from the tax that was collected in January.
Right. So it's always so far in arrears that you're collecting. So
yeah. So by the time you collected the cash register and the merchant sends it into the state of Oklahoma, typically at the end of the month, and they compile their reports, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then distribute it back out to the cities, it's March.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of other things going on in town during the month of January, and we've had it on the news already, but the announcement of a new executive director for the Price Tower Arts Center. A guy who already has his office in the Price Tower, going to split time between two offices. I don't know.
That was a great call, I think. very involved already with the Price Tower. Has done a lot to help him with the nomination. I think Scott will do a great job.
Well, I think everybody that knows Scott will say they have confidence in him, and obviously the Price Tower Board does, so congratulations on that selection.
Yes, definitely. Congratulations.
Yeah. Looking at just a list of upcoming events, today is the 27th, so we're looking already at Operation Thank You.
Delivery. Yep, that is going on as we speak. Operation Thank You is a yearly event we do. Each year we put together our Community Guide of Chamber Members. It's a community profile book. It's a 160-page book. And the front three sections is live, work, play, everything about this community. And it's a great selling tool for company recruiters, realtors, anybody, looking to move into town or wanting information. It's a great, like I said, selling piece, beautiful pictures. And then the last two sections are our membership directory, which is just all our chamber members alphabetically listed with their information. And then the back section is kind of like what I call the yellow pages. It's our members by their business category. And we encourage our members, we encourage the community to shop with fellow chamber members first. These are people that believe in the community, believe in the chamber, support the community, support the chamber. And we like to send, business their way and support those who support the community. So we have about 20 volunteers this morning and throughout the day that are stopping by, picking up a route. God bless Kim Whitmore, one of my staff people, took all 700 members and put them in a logical delivery route. So you can imagine 700 addresses and putting them in a logical delivery order. But each volunteer takes a route or two and gives an hour or two. Some spend the whole day doing it for us, which we really appreciate. But they deliver our new 2016 community profile book, our new 2016 map, as well as a letter and the new sticker for the year to go on their membership plaque and those kinds of things. So it's a huge undertaking, but we get it done in one day, and most all the members, with a few exceptions of out of town and that kind of thing, it's all delivered in one day. So
well, for those of us that
thank God for volunteers.
Exactly. And for those of us that as a youngster had a paper route, which we probably delivered by bicycle, that's a lot of work that goes into putting one of those routes together. Go here, turn left, do that.
And to just that's a mind-boggling job. She does a great job. I mean, you're not going from one end of town to the other. You're just going, next door, and they're usually pretty quick routes because she's done such a good job. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations.
So our members should be looking for their new directory. It's really good looking. So.
And I know that we don't probably use phone books as much as we used to, but use the directory instead of the phone book. So
definitely. Like I said, it's just, these are companies that, and many of them for many years, we've had some members that are like 40 plus year members. These are people that believe in the community. These are businesses that believe and know and understand the importance of investing in their community, investing in their chamber, and understand that kind of intangible part of what the chamber does, and that's what they're investing in. So it's important that, people support those businesses.
You mentioned chamber map, and I, at least from past years, there is only one authorized map.
Yes. Every year we get people coming through. They're fly-by-night. I shouldn't say they're fly-by-night, but they're out-of-town companies. Let me just say that. And people always advertise on their maps. I don't know where they distribute them, but ours is the official map. It's delivered through the chamber, through the realtors, logical places where you would think to get a map. And like I said, I'm not sure where they deliver theirs. But I would think in today's time with GPS, people don't use maps. I'm telling you, where my desk is in my office, I can hear people as they're coming in. We get at least 1 to 2 people most days, if not more, that come in and they still want a map. And it's not necessarily older people. I mean, it's a mix of people, but people still come in and they ask for a map. They want to see, they're looking for something specific or whatever. So even though GPS is, gets us a long way, there are still people still come in and there's still a need for the hard copy map. And it is a good looking map. It also has the county on there, so that's kind of helpful with all the county roads.
Map folding skills are a lost art.
Well, yeah, it is a lost art. never did accomplish it. Never did pass that class.
just looking at that, tomorrow you got a speed networking event. Yeah, right?
We do. Speed networking is a fun event. It's a great way. We do it at 4 o'clock. It's a free event for any of our members. And end your day, 4 o'clock at the chamber, 4 to 5. And it's just what it says. It's speed, kind of like speed dating. It's speed networking. You sit across from somebody, give them your spiel, listen to theirs, and you move on. There's just about 15 to 20. So it's a small event, but when you're done, people always have a lot of fun. They usually end up staying a little bit longer and just talking. They've made some great contacts. We have some great stories. Skelta Windows is one of our members, went to one, and after that, over a several month period, got several jobs, window jobs out of the deal. So, I mean, you just never know who's looking for what or who they know, a family member that may be looking for whatever product or service you may have. So it's a good way to plant the seeds.
I get to talk to Skelta nearly every year at the Business and Home Show. So.
Speaking of, do we need to take a break?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, speaking of the Business and Home Show, is another great way to get your word out about your product and service. And this year, the Home Show is moved to a little bit warmer time of year. It's going to be April 16th. And we are now, the people that were in last year had first right of refusal on their booth. So now all the booth spaces that are now open. And so we are taking reservations for booths for this year's show. And a booth is only $275. It's 8x10. We have about last year we counted, we stood at the door, we had about 1,800, even when it was freezing cold, come through the show in that 6-hour period. So, I mean, it is great exposure for your business. And, I know it's a Saturday, but you can't put a price on that. So for $275, you can touch about 1,800 people. So
that is tremendous. For-profit, non-profit, they're all out there.
It's a mix. A lot of home stuff. I mean, it's what we call a Business and Home Show. But there's other things beyond just home remodel, home repair, that kind of thing. So, yes, it's a good mix of businesses, and it's great. I mean, a lot of them have so many good giveaways and prizes, and you guys sponsor us, and you guys always have a good major prize that people register for. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but mark your calendar, like I said, especially if you're a business, go ahead and get it in, because they are starting to fill up. So particularly if you want a certain spot, you need to let us know.
There's no bad spots, but some people like just inside the door.
It's funny what people, it's like, oh, I wouldn't think that's a good spot, but they love that spot. They've been there every year. They want that spot. So, I mean, it's just one side's not better than the other, but anyhow, let us know.
Okay, so get signed up. Give the chamber a call, 918-336-8708. And now I will take that break.
Okay.
We will continue with Sherry Wilt in just a moment. Continuing our time on A Community Connection on AM 1400, talking chamber business with Executive Director Sherry Wilt. And we ended the month of January, at least, with Speed Networking Business After Hours at Oklahoma Wesleyan.
Yep, February 4th, After Hours at Oklahoma Wesleyan. And it's really nice. Everybody that attends us After Hours is going to get a pass to the game if they can't stay that evening. They can use it any time else during the rest of the season. And they have quite the basketball team. So kind of a fun little extra that anyone that attends will be able to take advantage of. And that After Hours is a great networking tool. It's a great way to just connect with other chamber members. And you're always good to remind people that it's not just for the boss or the owner. Anybody from your organization, I'll beat you to the punch, anybody in your organization is encouraged to attend. Sometimes those frontline people are more effective anyway than the top dog boss or whatever. So it's open to any of your employees. So, send a group over and enjoy it. They always have a wonderful, their food service does it, and it's a wonderful, as far as the food goes.
Yep.
after hours.
And I think most people would agree, good bosses will always give their people the credit when they deserve it anyway.
That's right. So yeah. Send them on over.
Okay. Let's see. Celebration of Women Dinner. Yes. Is that relatively, I think like you've done it a couple of years.
This is our third one. Okay. Yeah, third one. So, relatively new event, and it has grown in popularity. If the nominations that we received are any indication, first year, you know, we got a few in. It was a brand new event. But we honor six different women in the community, and the awards vary from anything kind of a behind-the-scenes type person makes the organization run, but, you know, that they're behind the scenes, to a female business owner of the year, to mentor, inspirational leader. So it just kind of spans the gamut. It's not just the top execs getting honored. So we have nonprofit leader, and we got a lot of nominations in this year, which is great. But it makes it really hard because you want all of them. But it's going to be a really fun event. It's an evening event. It's at Hillcrest, and it's just a great way for us to celebrate. Because that's been a really popular event. We do our Women in Business series that's during the school year for the most part. And that started, I guess, 4 years ago. And that has been a popular event. We average about 90, give or take. Some months we go way over that. But we average about 90 women every month at that luncheon, have a different speaker on different topics. And it's just been really a popular event. So this was kind of an extension of that. And it's just a great way to honor some various women in our community.
Well, as long as you're talking about that Women in Business series, let's jump ahead to April.
April. April, what I say, 20th is 20th, the
yep,
date.
Yeah.
We already have, I think it's like 90 reservations for April 20th, because we have Jill Donovan. And if you don't know who that is, she is the founder, the one who started Rusty Cuffs. And if you don't know what those are, ask a female if you happen to be a guy listening. But it's those popular bracelets that are just crazy right now. And she is going to be our speaker, and she is very inspirational. Her story is really cool. So that is coming up, like I said, April 20th, and I would make reservations because Hillcrest, we can only hold so many. So I'm not sure what we'll do if we go over, but...
Well, so that week right after Income Tax Day sounds like it's going to be a busy chamber week with the 16th and then on the 20th.
Yep.
Well, don't put anything else down yet because I want to go back and finish up February if I can.
Yes.
Governor Fallon will be in town. Last year we had the Lieutenant Governor. You're moving up a notch this
we
year.
We are. February 25th. Finally got the Governor on a date. It's so hard to get some of these people. But February 25th, we have the Governor. She'll be given a State of the State, which will be very, very interesting, as most everyone knows, with the budget shortfall and the challenges that the legislature is going to be facing.
I think
and
the whole series is just going to dig a hole.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll be in Friday morning. We'll cover that with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I could not be a legislator right now. But anyhow, it'll be interesting because they will have been in session almost a month. And it'll just be a good state of the state to see what she, you know, has to say about all of that. So February 25th should be very, very interesting.
Make your reservations now. That will be a full one.
Yes. I'm sure it will. And it's at the community center. So
918-336-8708. Get your reservations in now. Put me down. I'll be there.
Okay.
Let's see. Then Senator Langford will be in town just...
next month.
March.
Yeah. And we just got this one confirmed. Once again, it's really hard to get some of these guys. He's trying to cover 77 counties, and I understand that.
Will he and the Lieutenant Governor doing that this year?
I guess so.
Okay.
Maybe
they can travel together.
It's really hard to get some of these. I've been working for probably almost a year trying to get Senator Langford. So we were able to secure him. It's March 24th, and we're real excited because this will be the first time he's really been in Bartlesville. He met at a quick stop one time through and kind of met with our board of directors. But other than that, he really hasn't been in Bartlesville.
I think
so
his
we're
last campaign
excited.
Appearance at Oklahoma Westland was about the last time.
Yeah.
Okay, nice to have him in town. And you're right, I think he was in just real, like, for about an hour.
Yeah, it was in and out, and he may have met with some other people, I'm not sure, but I know he met with our board, and other than that, it was pretty much, I can't imagine trying to cover that much of the state, so.
Okay, the Chamber Classic Golf Tournament, this is not the one that gets rained out every year, this is the one that works.
Well, we hope. Yeah, usually it doesn't rain in August either, but you know, we had a goalie wash last August for our legislative tournament. But this is our another tournament that we do, and really it's a fundraiser. Part of the proceeds go to our depot preservation fund, because the Chamber is located in the old train depot. They're on Keeler and 2nd Street, and there's upkeep issues with a building of that age, and we really want to you know, it's a beautiful historic building, and so it's really kind of a fundraiser for that particular fund. And it's at Hillcrest, so it's really fun for people that aren't necessarily members to get to play that course, because it's a really fun, good course. And it's great, it's just our members, it's just a really fun, laid-back tournament. Members play together, and it's going to be fun this year, because it's going to, we play in the afternoon, and then that evening at, you know, 5, we have business after hours that Hillcrest is sponsoring. So the country club is sponsoring after hours that evening, so they'll come off the golf course and we can do after hours, and so it's a great event. It's going to work out really good, so we're excited about that.
Wow. And May 5th, golf, well, we talked about that one. The awards can't be May 17th already.
Well, I know. May will be here before we know it, but yes, might want to get that on the calendar. Our annual awards and gala, which is our biggest event of the year, and that's where we honor leaders throughout the community with awards. Highlight our year, hear from our chairman, outgoing, incoming, get the vision for the chamber, you know, what the board's focus really is, what they're working on, and it's going to be another really good one. Last year was almost sold out. We moved it to Hilton Garden Inn, and I'm not sure how many more tables we could have squeezed in there, but it was a really good event.
It was a fun event. Typically, the chamber doesn't take positions in primaries, but with Super Tuesday coming up, I thought I would at least mention that people need to get out and vote.
They do need to get out and vote, yes. And speaking of legislative, we also, for our members at least, our legislative updates will be starting next. Well, one went out yesterday, but they will start going out back on Friday. And we get a lot of compliments on that, because it's written in such a way that you don't get lost in the weeds. They're almost got a little humor to them every now and then, and but it explains the bills that we're tracking that affect business and affect maybe the community, and keep our members updated on kind of the process, and they're educational, they're fun to read, they're easy to read, and just keep them up to date on what's happening in the legislature that might be affecting your business either positively or negatively. So be watching for those come out, like I said, every Friday during session.
Can I paraphrase Dr. Piper? This is not daycare, it's a chamber?
Sure, we'll take it.
but of course, if there are issues that affect business, particularly within the state of Oklahoma, although you could pick up an echo something from the national, then that would be a function that the chamber does.
Yes, and there have been times, and it's been, I think I've told the story before, but where we'll actually send out an alert, like there's an important vote coming up, and we need you to contact our legislators. Luckily, our guys, our three, you know, Senator Ford and Representative Sears and Dunlap are usually on the, you know, we don't usually have to call them because they get it. But every now and then we've sent those out, and it's, you know, contact your legislator, let them know, you know, this is how it's going to affect your business or whatever. And we did one, I think it was a couple years ago. I'll never forget, John Ford called, and he was like, okay, tell them to quit calling. We get it. We know. We're not, you know, I can't remember voting for or against or whatever. But I was like, oh, that's music to my ears. They read it and they reacted. So so we do try to watch out, because as a business owner, you know, you don't have time to watch all the things that are happening. There's so much. I mean, what, there's 2,300 bills,
yep, yep.
Whatever filed.
Actually, 2,450, I
okay,
think.
Okay,
yeah,
you know, tons of bills. And you know, you don't have time to read all that. You may not even have time to read the...
34, because it was 1,700 new ones and 17, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
34.
Whatever, way too many,
yeah.
For any one person to track. But we really work on, and like I said, particularly watching the ones that have effect on business. And try to keep that out there for our members to know, hey, be on the lookout for this. This is how it's going to affect you. Like I said, either positively or negatively, because they do things that do affect you positively, but really keep our members informed on, you know, be watching for this, or contact, you know, our legislators, let them know you're for or against or whatever. But you know, we're not partisan, but we do watch out for what's going to affect business.
Exactly. So, well, again, if you are not a chamber member, you didn't probably make the directory, but you can be in the next one.
You can, and just because you're not in the hardback, you will definitely be on our online directory. So we would encourage anybody that's interested or doesn't really understand what's with the chamber, you know, what the chamber does, check out our website. It's bartlesville.com, and just kind of explore around. And like I said, give us a call. We'd love to just meet with you, see if it's a good fit, see if there's some ways we can help you and help your business.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1.